150 frogs representing 15 species from around the world are in Washington for the next several months. They have come, as visitors here often do, to serve as ambassadors.
Well, this is the International Year of the Frog, so Frogs, A Chorus of Color is the perfect exhibition for the National Geographic Museum to have right now.
Susan Norton, director of the National Geographic Museum, says the frogs were brought here to help educate visitors about the natural world and the many rare and wondrous creatures that inhabit it.
This all has to do with National Geographic's mission to make people care about the planet and help preserve the planet.
The exhibit is free, open to the public, and presents frogs in surroundings similar to those that would be found in the wild. Panel displays provide descriptions of each species' biology and unique physical characteristics. Children seem to be particularly captivated by it all.
I learned a lot about frogs. I never really knew anything about frogs before.
I thought it was, like, really cool because all the frogs are just so fascinating.
I learned that there's a lot of different frogs and they're really different from each other and that they're a little bit smarter than humans in different ways.
I know as someone who has a very severe snake phobia that I have yet to see anyone come in here who's afraid of frogs. I think for adults and children alike, they love the playfulness of the frogs. They love the information that they see about the frogs. We have a frog jumping activity, so you can compare your jumping ability to different species of frogs. So there's something for everyone, but I think children in particular think it's just fun.
Also on display here, a photographic exhibit titled Face to Face with Frogs, featuring intimate portraits of more than a dozen frogs in larger-than-life panels that are nothing if not riveting. Frogs, as this exhibit points out, are found on every continent except Antarctica. Finding so many different kinds in a single place is a little like visiting the United Nations of frogs. George Dwyer, VOA News.